My name is Diane Vaagman, and I am GuardHeart Social Media Manager. Today, we'll be talking about how the representatives of the diverse supporting partner groups involved in the European Rare Disease Network GuardHeart. They are sharing relevant information and resources with their community back home and fast-tracking patients to get specialist advice. And to do so, we have invited two very special guests who have been involved as a representative in these networks. Some have just been appointed and others for quite some time. So, Pramek and Steve, welcome and thanks for joining us. Let's get started. Steve, let's start with you. Since when did you or your organization became a supporting partner or representative in the network? And what were your main or your organization's main reasons to do so? And involving the network, could you explain us why you think this is important?
Well, CRY became involved from quite an early stage, I'm not sure exactly when the network started, but it was from that early when it was first set up. Really, as an organisation, we've been very strong advocates of ensuring that people are able to access specialist services when they're affected by conditions which can cause young sudden cardiac death. That is primarily CRY's focus is the conditions, inherited conditions, acquired conditions, which can cause young sudden death. And we provide support to families after that tragedy. And most of that support is orientated around ensuring they are part of a specialist framework to get that advice. And that starts from pathology, understanding the cause of death, through to accessing a specialist in inherited cardiac conditions. And we've had some fantastic associations with experts throughout Europe. And so when this network came about and was established, I was really proud to be part of it and to share that knowledge with other groups throughout the network. And I think from our perspective, we were founded in 1995, and we're just really keen to share our resources as widely as possible. They're obviously all in English, being a UK organization. And so hopefully they can help other groups as well who are in their earlier stages and may not have access to so many resources.
And Pramek, for you the same question. Since when did you or your organization became a supporting partner in the network, and what were your main or your organization main reasons to do so? And involving the network, could you explain to us why you think this is important?
Yeah, I am representative of Srdíčkáři Association patient. And we are, I think, from last year the member of this network, and main reason is that we would like to be part of international network and sharing our experiences with similar oriented associations and institutions. So that's a good opportunity to cooperate with in international domain, and second, it is a good chance and an opportunity to be close with full member of doctors and how to say to cooperate and share together our experiences and how to say to opinions.
All right, and Pramek, the next question is also for you. Could you tell us about your role in the network and how are you helping this ERN?
The reality is, in fact, we are quite young member from we entered in last year. So now we are, how to say, in initial phase. So we look around and look into the network, what going on and what happened, and try to support and with how to say our experiences, our materials, and of course, secondly, we we tried to inform our members about these opportunities and share how to say the experiences and informations about this network.
And how are you exactly doing this?
During our meetings with our colleagues, because we regularly meet with our colleagues and inform our how to say associated partner or cooperating partners about it, and as well as inform our how to say close or cooperating doctors.
And Pramek, have you seen some results so far, and can you share a good example with us?
I think personally, if I can say something about the how to say the committee of or working group of the our associations, we can say that we get a good information from partners, from website or emails, and discuss possibilities and options with our doctors and colleagues, how to use this network for support of our organization, and as well especially in the future, we are prepared to support and contribute this network. So that's our position now.
And Steve, the next question is for you. You are a representative in the UK and you are in charge of a diversity of tasks. Increasing the outreach to the patient community is one of them. And could you explain to us why this is important?
It's absolutely essential to be able to reach out, raise awareness within those people who are most affected. In our case, we have two primary groups. These are what we call our My Heart members. These are young people identified with conditions which are very serious, cardiac conditions which might be life-threatening, and families who have suffered a tragedy following a cardiac arrest or a young sudden death. So these two groups are where we focus. We support about 700 My Heart members, about 2,500 bereaved families. And by having that awareness and reaching them early on in that process, we are able to ensure that they will be able to be seen by specialists, which means they will get access to the correct tests, starting with ECG, ultrasound, echo, exercise test, through to tests like Ajmaline tests, which are readily available at specialist centers. So this is our real focus as an organization, is to empower patients so that when they go and talk to their GP, in the UK it is the GP they talk to get that referral, they know who to ask to see, and then they're referred to one of those centers. And in the UK, there have been developments to actually informally to identify those specialist centers throughout the country. So that's really one of the most important roles we can play as an organization, but also equally reaching out to other specialists throughout Europe. And this network is a great opportunity to do that, because we're contacted from people throughout Europe seeking care, sometimes related to a family member from another country, and we are able to direct them to people who can help them within these networks.
Steve, how are you helping to fast track patients to get specialist advice?
So it's very much around that, every day, I would say on average, about four families a week will contact us. And that happens really through Google, typically, or through searching on the internet. People will find us, or through newspaper articles. So this is where awareness is absolutely crucial as an organization like us. Whenever there's an article in the press, a newspaper article, or a video, or a TV article, a program, this generates awareness, and that triggers a contact to our organization, at which point our support team is able to provide that information, usually as an email or in another way over the phone, or sometimes they can get that information just by going to our website and following the support links.
And Pramek, the next question is for you. In your case, the patient community is well organized and connected, right? So I guess this is helping you to spread the information and resources at national level so that all patients can be benefited. Can you share any tips for others who would like to do the same? Or if the patient community within your organization is not so well organized and connected, what would you be the first thing to start with and why?
Yeah, I would say we try to be well organized and how to say working and living organizations. Yeah, so for us and for our patients and colleagues are important to be prepared anytime to provide advice and share our the experiences, because our main target group is parents and children with heart defect. And yeah, most important is to be in active in forum and share our activities. And from point of view organizations, it's important to be linked together, parents, children, members of our organization, together with doctors and from different type of medical health. So I would say for some tips, I think from our perspective, it's important still to organize some regular personal meeting, so we can say twice per years, and during these meetings, workshops, to do a good atmosphere and position for sharing experiences and face-to-face discussions and this is I guess one important opinion.
And Steve, what are you hoping to achieve through our joint mission? Do you have current projects or programs that align with social impact, environment, education, etc.?
You've touched on, I think, that last point about education is absolutely crucial. What I'd like to see through this network and through our involvement is ensuring that any person throughout Europe and indeed throughout the world, when they're affected by a cardiac condition, an inherited condition, they can feel confident that they're being referred to being seen by a cardiologist with a specialist interest in these conditions, who understands exactly what they should be looking for on the ECG through to all the other tests. And that's something which is really important. And that's something I really want to work with the group as much as possible to achieve that throughout, universally across Europe and wider.
And now I have some informal questions to you both. So Steve, let's start with you. If you can share with us the best reason why you love your job, what would that be?
I think young sudden death is, I'm not sure I would use the word love in relation to my job. I think it's a really, I think it's something I feel very passionate about. I think it's very challenging emotionally working within this area. Young sudden death, there can be very nothing worse in life than going through that. I think I've been involved in this since 1992, and in that time, there have been huge advances in this area, in the science, in the way in which medicine is practiced, and in the way people are supported. So I think if I'm to use the word love about my job, I think what I love is to see science in action. I love to see the changes in this rapidly evolving world that everyone in this area is working in, being applied to medicine, improving patient care. And that's something, to see that applied science, the research which we're doing now, going into practice and helping people so readily, so quickly, is really something I feel very warmly about. I really enjoy.
Yes, it's very inspirational. And if you have any time left for hobbies, what would you like to share it with our listeners?
Myself, well, I think I've since really the age of 18, I've always been passionate about food self-sufficiency and trying to grow my own vegetables. But I typically I can't take too much pride in it because all I seem to do is feed the animals really lovely vegetables. So I down the line, I'd like to be able to eat some of my produce. But that's something that's how I relax and is trying to grow vegetables to enjoy at some point in the future.
Thank you. Pramek, for you as well, some informal questions. If you can share with us the best reason why you love or are passionate about your job, what would that be?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, I love my job and my position is because I feel that I could be I would say the useful for people because I'm a father of children with heart defect and yeah I can share together with my wife and with my family our experiences and hopefully to provide some positive experiences to how to say not to lost the hope and be positive with positive thinking about sometimes with in hard times. So that's I feel that's my position to really to be touch in with similar how to say the people and children with similar stories. So that's I feel I'm useful and I can help the people. Yeah. So that's I think main reason.
And you are an entrepreneur. Is there time left for any hobbies? And what would you like to share with our listeners?
Yeah, I like sport and outdoor activity. Yes, activity. So that's and I must say that yeah, that's very very nice and very good that I can still how to say do sport with my children instead that they have some how to say limitation with hearts. We can be fully sportive and living and enjoying time during our outdoor air sport activities. So that's my best hobby.
Beautiful. Well, that's all for today's episode. A big thank you to Steve and Pramek for joining me today and for sharing their experience with us. Thank you for listening and till next time.